You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Vampire Diaries After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Vampire Diaries After Show.
Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart. Yo, what up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jennity here in studio with my lovely co-host. Let's start with our lovely regulars, Paige Sullivan.
Hi, everybody.
Roxy Schreier.
Hi, guys.
Every week, Jesse, and every
week. Unfortunately, Kristen will not be joining us on Vampire Diaries anymore. We'll miss you, Kristen, but she's moving on to bigger and better things. She'll be with us on the originals, but we're very happy because we are joined in studio by Megan Medic.
What's up, guys? I'm very excited to be here. Love Vampire Diaries, so let's do this.
We're excited to have you.
To have you because, ladies and gentlemen, I have someone on my team. Can we lower the damn music?
This is what I said to you. I said, why do you watch Total Eclipse of the Heart?
It is depressing.
No, I'm just
look at who's a hopeless romantic now. Look at who's a hopeless romantic now.
I have my fellow Stellana fan in the house.
We're over on this
get
side.
Get over
we're
yourself.
Over on that side. Yeah.
We need a team
and
handshake.
And I feel like tonight we
a
got a little Stellana.
Yeah, we do.
We got some of it, even though it wasn't really.
Yeah, but how do you feel about it? Because it's like jipping you Stellana fans. It's like, ooh, almost, but it's really Catherine.
But I still feel really good about it.
Me too. Because I feel like now it's
you guys
poor
are, like,
Elena.
Fake.
That makes you guys bad people.
Poor Elena. Because Catherine is being rude to Stefan. She's lying to Stefan.
Oh, yeah.
And Stefan's never going to trust Catherine. So Catherine and Stefan will never work.
No, they're going to work. Dun, they're going to work. What's their name? Kevin?
Kevin.
And then we... No,
isn't
but
that
then
cute?
My theory about Caroline and Stefan is being played out a little more because they're talking about it.
They're actually talking about it.
Dude, you did that. Do you know that if that happens, you put that out there in the universe?
I put it out there. So paranoid about everything. So she could just be making some stuff
They could
up.
Be, but like when I said it the very first time, everybody was like, no.
I'm still like, no.
But they're talking about it.
It's
like
all
it's
over
a
Twitter.
Plausible thing.
Mm-hmm. It is all over Twitter. And Julie said something about it, which makes me think that that's where it's going. And I will just like gouge my eyes out right now.
Yeah.
Because he, can, like you said, he can never trust Catherine. And I don't think Elena's going to go back to Stefan like that because... Maybe she won't go back to Damon after what he just did and she finds out.
That's assuming we even get Elena back.
We're getting Elena back. She's
okay,
not,
good she, point. Fair
we're
enough.
Getting Elena back.
Okay, but here's my thing. All right. So Damon is snapping Jeremy's neck and everyone feels like, no, I like the person that, you know, he's become when he's with Elena. Does that make it right in a relationship, though?
No.
Okay.
Like, really sit there and think about that. Now, I understand you love Damon and you love Elena. But let's really think about this. Is that healthy?
I know. And Jesse, I agree with you, but you're putting too much logic on an illogical situation. We're talking about the Vampire Diaries. We're not talking about life. So yes, you are right. I will give you this. If it was a friend of mine and there was a couple and they were so dependent on each other that one of them wasn't the same person without the other and not as good of a person, then I would say there's an issue here. But on the show, couples that grow together and are better people when they're with each other, I very much so enjoy, such as Klaus, who is a better person when he's with Caroline, and Damon when he's a better person
now
with
pause.
Elena.
Add on to that. How can you say that? How can Elena go back to Damon knowing that, okay, so when you thought I wasn't going to be with you, you just feel like you can just go... So basically, you won't kill my brother if I'm your girlfriend.
I don't think she's going to go back to Damon. I think she's going to come back
here.
I'm not saying ever. I'll give it like a season maybe. I think she cannot go back to him right now, but I do not see her getting with Stefan anytime in the future either because she was very invested in Damon and heartbroken when he broke up with her and wouldn't have broken up with him at that moment when she was running back to him.
Right.
But she's over Stefan. She's definitely over him. She wants to be his friend. She wants to be there for him, but she's over him. So she's not going to throw herself at him and try and get with him, and he's not going to try and get with her, especially when he realizes this whole time it's been Catherine, like, toying with his mind. He's going to be extra protective of what he does.
Where do you feel, Megan?
I don't know. I feel like Elena is a serial forgiver. She's she is all talk and a bunch of threats, like, oh, you did this, you did that, but she always ends up forgiving. And as much as I hate to say it, I think that there might be closer to her and Damon getting back together than her and Stefan.
Yeah. Especially after this episode.
After this episode.
Yeah.
Well, we have to keep remembering that it's Catherine, not Elena. Right.
So, yeah, you tell yourself that. You keep reminding yourself that, you Stelena over there.
I like seeing them, like, canoodle and whatever. It's like you're getting the Catherine smirks or the little smiles, like, when people aren't looking and you're just reminded, like, oh, crap, she was faking again.
And I'm, like, a huge Catherine Pierce fan, or I was a huge Catherine Pierce fan, and now I just want her gone. Like, I really want somebody just to kill her off because I'm so annoyed with seeing her be Elena and being so manipulative.
I can't imagine the show without her, though.
I'm like, really?
I think she's fabulous.
But then what happens? Where does she go?
I think she's fabulous, too. But I'm noticing more and more on the blogs and Twitter all over the place that people are siding with you right now, Paige. People are saying, Catherine, goodbye. I don't even care anymore. We just want Elena back, and we don't really want to see you again. I'm not exactly sure where I stand with it. I think that Catherine brings drama to it, and I love the drama. And as you said, she's just fabulous, you know. But I feel like she's going to burn Stefan right now. And just because I don't want Stefan with Elena does not mean I want him to get burned.
Do you guys feel, I feel like this show's too messy. Like, I feel like all the characters, like, there's no united front.
You can't stay in the heat, get out of the kitchen, Jesse.
I'm just saying. It just, there's no, I don't know what that even refers to in that conversation.
Not really.
I'm just going to keep talking.
I don't think it was relevant, actually. Okay. It sounded good.
Really, I'm really not sure.
But I'm just trying to figure out, like, I don't know who's really siding with who. I mean, you know, as far as, like, if they were to compete against, you know, fight, like, a big bad, like, who's really going to work together?
Well, because you would think that the three girls, Caroline, Bonnie, and Elena, would be that united front. But now you see Caroline kind of coming at Elena slash Catherine. Mm-hmm. You're like, are you... To me, it's like, are you really looking out for her best interest? Or are you just kind of being uptight?
No, I think she is looking out for her best interest. I think... When you get broken up with, your first instinct is
Caroline.
Like, Caroline's looking out for Elena, like Catherine and Elena, but she is looking out for her friend, I think, because she just got her heart broken maybe, what, like a week ago? Mm-hmm. We're assuming like a couple days, not even a week ago, because Aaron's still in her trunk and whatnot.
And his body doesn't look like it's rotting yet, so it couldn't have been a week, you know?
He's definitely stinky, though.
They said like last night.
Totally stinky.
Oh, yeah.
But... You know, she's just because you're heartbroken doesn't mean you should go back to what's comfortable and what worked in the past. And I think she truly is just being a good friend. I've said to my friends, it's like, just be single. Just be like you. Just be you as yourself for a little while and then figure it out. Because the second you jump in bed with someone or even just like emotionally with someone, you've lost it again. It's just gone. You forgot to resolve those issues and you just put them somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm a little in between you guys. I do think that Caroline is looking out for, quote unquote, Elena. But I also think that we're starting to see Caroline is developing feelings for Stefan, and she's a little jealous.
That at all.
I do.
What?
Yeah. Jesse, hold on, Jesse, you're telling me that.
You think that? That's what you
when
got
they were
from
sitting by the fire?
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Absolutely.
No. I see it as it's her best friend. Stefan is one of the closest people to her right now. She can say anything to him without judgment, and she hasn't been able to do that to the girls all the time. And Stefan can do the same to Caroline. So she's protective of Stefan, but not in a relationship way.
I'm not happy about it. So believe me, I'm trying not to see it. So if you can convince me right now, I would love that.
Okay, honestly, I get what everyone's trying to build it up to, but I don't see that. I didn't get that from her. Yes, it was a little awkward when she walked in, like, looked at that. But I think Caroline is... At the end, Caroline is a selfish person. Like, she thinks about herself, and she's always trying to put herself on. So I think in the moment... She wanted Elena to go to the bitter ball with her. She wants that. But here's the time where she needs an anchor. She doesn't have Elena right now.
No pun intended, Bonnie.
Right. No offense, Bonnie.
Bonnie's running around.
Low blow to Bonnie. That was low blow.
Bonnie's running around with
anchor.
Jeremy, you know. and Caroline said, you know, she'll be our wing woman, but I have you. And they're kind of in a place where now they can be single and, you
besties.
Know, yeah, and kind of get back to that best friend place. And seeing her, I mean, it's Catherine now. Can we also talk about Catherine's obsession with Stefan? It's kind of weird.
Can't blame her.
Okay, it is kind of weird, and it's definitely weird because she's acting like she's known the whole time, and yeah, she has said things, but her mind's gone to other guys before, and she's been, you know, it's not like...
But it's like, hey, Stefan, should I press
it? It is weird that it's like all of a sudden full force Stefan when it was always like, Stefan, but, oh, there's Damon. Oh, wait, there's Elijah. Oh, wait, there's...
Yeah, exactly.
Any man I want.
Yeah,
I think exactly. It's a competition to her. It's like, can I get that prize? That one thing that I wanted before I died that I didn't get.
But subconsciously. Because she's not sitting there acknowledging that it's not always been him.
No. She's not saying that. But subconsciously, I think that's why she's doing it. Because it's the thing she never really had. And people didn't think she could have, especially after all the betrayal. And now that she's Elena, why can't she?
But it's crazy because look at Catherine when she tries to be Elena. She's capable of being a good person, which is hysterical because I've been like, you know what? In her core, she's not capable. No, she. I've been making
really?
So many excuses
a good person?
For her.
Did you see her banging on Jeremy's chest like, wake up? Wake up.
Like, she's good at keeping the front for, like, literally 2 minutes, and then she's, like, turning
Once
around,
it's
giving, like,
a, I'm her not, anyway.
I'm surprised that nobody's caught on, because she, I don't think she's acting like a, like, you can tell, Nina's so good, because
so freaking she, good.
You can tell she's being Catherine as Elena, and she's not Elena, because everything she says is just a little off, and a little weird. And
even the tone in her voice is
awesome.
Yeah. Is that creepy to notice?
No, absolutely. And
no, I mean, it's so... No, at least to a fan of the show who's been watching for a while, I can definitely tell the difference between the three.
I'm not saying she is a good person for clarification purposes. I'm saying she's good at being a good person right now, which means she's capable of doing these things.
She's
good
at pretending.
And the only reason she's doing it is so that she can keep up this front, which is a bad motivation, you know, that her intentions are not great right now. But I do think it's crazy that if she wanted to, if she put her mind to the fact that in order to get Stefan, she has to be a good person... then that would almost be like what Damon does,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Like, I want to be better for this person.
But in that case, she would have to get out of Elena's body.
Oh, yeah.
Come clean and admit that she was a very bad person.
But there's no other body
but
to get
would
into.
Where
Yeah.
Hence why Catherine's going to die. Let's
yes.
talk about tonight's Boom. Episode. Catherine's diet.
Wait, is that why we're here, Jesse? Because I was here to talk about tonight's episode, yeah.
Catherine is rewriting in her diary. She loves being in Elena's body.
These people's diaries.
Sharon's diary. I love my life.
All these pictures of her and Damon and sets her and Stefan as her phone.
Just plugging the phone
she's
all
like
day long.
She's like a psychopath. I love that line Matt said later, like the psycho doesn't fall far from the tree. Like she's insane.
Oh, yeah.
Literally. Catherine, Caroline, and Bonnie are sitting in class. This awkward bitch sitting next to Bonnie is doing this
witchcraft
voodoo. And
like,
Caroline wants them to go to the bitter ball.
Bitter right. ball.
I want to go to the bitter ball.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Valentine's Day is coming up.
It
I'm pretty freaking bitter.
Fun. Yeah. I don't
we
know
can
why.
Go together.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
But I don't know why they don't want to go. Like, even if I was in a relationship, I'd be like, yeah, I'm going.
Yeah.
Like, that looks like fun.
Bonnie's like, Jeremy, you can come, but not with me, you know? It's just weird. Like, who's really going to call you guys out for going to the bitter ball?
Jeremy's not in college yet.
Right?
Like, this is illegal for you to be drinking.
Everything they're doing is illegal. Yeah. They're vampires.
They've been drinking
they're mystical
since,
creatures.
Since, like, 10th grade. Every weekend there's a kegger, a party, or something.
Since, like,
it and they're at like, the bar. Like, Tyler is well known in this town. He's just sitting at the bar throwing shots back. It's like, what? But then again, the police officer is Caroline's mom, and she knows, so, like, whatever. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
and the bartender is Matt.
So,
I don't think Matt's going to call Tyler.
We get another little romance spark here when Catherine calls Matt to find what would Elena do.
Poor Matt.
Nadia gets on the phone, and we find out that Nadia might now have feelings for Matt.
I think she just has a conscience. I don't think she has feelings for Matt. I think she's crazy. I think she's insane.
Totally.
But I think she feels a little bit bad for Matt because he really is a victim in all of this. He doesn't participate in the killing or the stealing of bodies or anything like that. He's just like the human friend.
Yeah, and they have hooked up before.
Mm-hmm.
So
well, them and Rebecca. I mean, it was like a... That was a little bed party.
Okay. I think what you said, Paige, but I also think she is developing feelings for him a little bit. I think it's the start of, it's just the bud of something, you know. We're not full-fledged, but it's more so she has a conscience right now, but she's looking at Matt and she's starting to crush a little bit. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, she would just snap his neck. Because who cares?
Yeah.
And no,
well, because
not, who cares?
Catherine
cares. He's given them info.
Because she, he's the, what's it called, informant?
Yep.
Mole?
Yeah.
Or as she says, the cheat sheet.
Yep.
So.
Yes. So we see Matt, Tyler, and Nadia. Tyler starts flirting with Nadia.
Duh.
Gets ready to go to the bathroom and overhears Nadia compelling Matt, which
loves
now
this.
I'm so glad that this finally happened because I've been like, how the hell are they going to break
this?
Because Stefan, you know, like what amazes me is like back in the day, Stefan would be like, what's wrong, Elena? Your heart is beating at a different pace.
Yeah.
Like, and now it's like
your fingernails look different today.
You can't tell Catherine is. Before, you could tell when Catherine was pretending to be Elena, mm-hmm. but now that Catherine's in Elena's body, you can't tell.
Yeah. I know. Well, I think they're all just being very naive, and they think Catherine's dead.
And he's so consumed with Damon and what's going to happen to Damon. He's turned back to the dark side.
That's true.
You know,
yeah, he's preoccupied.
Brotherly love.
Absolutely. But you did start to mention Tyler, and I have to go back to this for a second because I have to say, you guys know. You don't know yet. One of the things I'm always saying here is hashtag where's Tyler, because he's just like MIA and sometimes on the original, sometimes Vampire Diaries. So we found a home for Tyler, and he was everything tonight's episode. Like, you cracked that case, boy. You listened to that conversation.
I liked it.
I love Tyler tonight, and damn, did he look hot at that bar. I was like, if I was Nadia, I would let him buy me shots all day.
I'm liking Tyler's character. Still don't want him with Caroline.
I don't want him with Caroline.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Did not say that.
Caroline. Yeah, don't want him with Caroline, but I'm liking he has more of a purpose right now. Like, for a long time, he was just like the boyfriend or, you know, the hybrid. Like, he has a reason right now for being around, and that's being Matt's friend and solving
found
this case.
A reason to
It amazes me that.
That sounds really good, Roxy. That sounds really good.
Thank you.
Jeremy and Matt, you know, used to be like hip buddies, and now totally. That's not happening anymore.
Well, Jeremy's got a girl now, you know? When one gets a girlfriend,
that's
you get dropped like a hot potato.
What about when Matt reminded us that Tyler slept with his mom?
No,
wait. They just made out, right?
Sorry, hooked up with his mom. That was hysterical. I was like, oh, yeah.
That was back in the day when, like...
Throwback
Thursday. Like, I don't want to pun, but, like, Tyler, like, you dog you. Like, that was back in the day.
And they were all, like, human still, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Again, poor Matt.
Okay, so then we get to the ball, and Catherine and Stefan are dancing with each other, talking about Damon. And she asks Stefan if he likes who she is now or if he misses the old Elena.
Oof.
And Stefan gets a little verklempt.
He doesn't say anything, though, really.
A little verklempt, he was. I mean, what do you guys think? Not about what Stefan feels, but personally, do you like Vampire Elena or do you miss the old Elena?
I like the new Elena. I think she still plays the victim. Like, I'm not going to kid myself, but she's owned up to a lot of things. I think she takes a stance. She's got more of her own personality and her own decisions that she makes. And the fact that she even for 1 second said, like, I love Damon, and she stood up to Caroline and all of her friends, and nobody wanted her to do it, and she just did it anyways. Mm-hmm. I liked that because I feel like old Elena, human Elena, would hesitate more and be more afraid to do things that not everybody liked.
Amen, baby. Right there with you. What about you guys?
I'm half and half. I like that she's finally fully embraced the vampire life and she's learned how to control it. I didn't like her when she had shut off her emotions.
No.
I miss the old Elena in respect to the fact that...
You're still Elena fan.
Her and Stefan were together and that's how we liked her.
I mean, yeah, I do that. I like that fact that they were together, but I like vampire Elena better because I think Elena just needed something that was going to help her grow up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, so I want Vampire Elena
really
and Vampire Stelena together.
You with the puns tonight. Yeah. It's good.
What is going on? I'm going to cut it out.
No, you're funny.
No, it's okay.
You're funny. You like it.
So Caroline steals Catherine away, and Caroline shreds the old pictures, relationship pictures, and then
Klaus
shreds up Klaus's drawing.
What?
Klaus was innocent. Okay.
I shed a couple tears.
Guilty.
He doesn't deserve...
No.
The picture shred.
I completely agree. And also, I forgot. Do you remember how beautiful that picture was? Because we saw a glimpse of it for a second.
It's
and I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, but
it's
when
gorgeous.
Did
you
it
bitch?
Get that small? Because I felt
I
like
it was
bigger.
Picture, yeah.
And also, now it can fit in this mini.
Well, it had to be dorm room size. So you have to, like, shrink everything.
Yeah, and the details were so perfect. You know, it had to be, like, right
maybe
there
she just photocopied the original and, like, pretended to shred it.
What I, yeah, because, that,
because that's a really... I know he's a bad guy, but, like...
But
now it's not coming back.
In life.
It was a moment. It was such a moment.
A huge
I was not ready
moment.
For it. And the fact that right before that, when she I was not expecting this. You know, a picture of her and Tyler, whatever.
Sure,
you have
sure.
a million pictures. You can always get them back. And then this thing that represents everything that I love.
The first, as a fan, it was the first Gone. Time we saw Klaus. The good side of Klaus.
Yeah.
But I love that they're keeping Klaus alive on this show so far. You know, he is still his name gets brought up, the storyline still mm-hmm. kind of lives, because it's not like when he left for the originals, he died. He's still very much so alive in their lives, and I appreciate that.
But I think a telltale sign to Caroline that Elena is not who she it's Catherine, mm-hmm. is the fact that she, you know, shredded that picture. And Elena probably knew more about it. They never had, a serious conversation about it on the show, but I'm mm-hmm. sure Elena knew about the picture. She should have had more of a reaction to that.
Yeah, it has to be, if questionable to her, how Elena has no questions or doesn't even really care that her and Klaus hooked up. She's mentioned to her at the party, and then she never brought it up again. If it was Elena, she would have been like, wait, oh my God, so seriously, you and Klaus, finally, after all this time of mm-hmm. you, hiding it deep down inside you, it happened?
Yeah.
Right.
She should know. Elena doesn't
That's
really
a best friend's
care.
Job.
And Elena normally is not you can see right through me. She doesn't say that. She does give in to Caroline a lot, but, I don't feel like Elena's always how do you know everything about me, Caroline?
Yeah.
Caroline, tell me more.
She would just give her, the look,
Yeah, exactly. But she doesn't have to say it. It's but then again, they might just have Catherine saying it to remind us that it's Catherine and not Elena.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
definitely.
Okay, so the flip side of that is Stefan then tells Caroline, about the whole situation with Damon and Damon flipping and mm-hmm. turning into evil Damon. And he says this of Damon. He says he just wants to confirm everyone's lowest expectation of himself.
So sad.
It was really deep.
I have to give Stefan a lot of props this episode, really, really stepping up in the past couple episodes and realizing that Elena and Damon are meant to be together. Sorry, guys, over there. But
do you not know about the doppelgangers being destined to be together?
I think I heard something about that one time. Yeah. But
Damon's not a doppelganger.
I know,
I
know.
They find out so many ways for it to stop.
I know. But anyway, I'm just saying, I think it's very mature that Stefan, even after all of this, was sitting there and talking about how he still appreciates who Elena makes Damon.
Go ahead.
I just see it as this is his brother. They say blood is thicker than water. No matter what, Elena can leave. Elena can break anybody's heart. She can walk away, fall in love with someone else. Damon will forever be his brother, whether they're talking or not. They've gone years without seeing each other, and they always come back because they're family. So seeing Damon in a good place and being a good person, I think, is more important and will always be more important to Stefan than Elena is.
Yeah. But you have to remember they're all vampires now. It's when Elena was a human, it was she will come and she will go. Now she will come and she could never go.
She might not die, but she's going to...
It's Catherine.
Yeah.
Literally, and that's why I think Stefan is in the place that he is, and Elena will have to prove herself to get Stefan back.
There's no way Elena's going to fight for Stefan. This is wishful thinking, baby.
No.
Sure ain't, because...
Stefan always puts everyone ahead of him, and I think that is... Ultimately, his downfall is he wants to see the best in everyone, and that's what ultimately was the downfall of him and Elena, and why, I think it's going to be bad between him and Damon now is because he wants to show everyone the lowest expectations of himself, but Stefan wants to see the best, and we don't even know if Damon is capable of that without Elena.
Without Elena. And not, okay, so that, but with Stefan, I think he's saying all these things to Elena and using Damon as the forefront because Stefan's hurt.
Yeah.
And, how many other shows do we do? And you say not to bring logic, but there is some sort of logic with this show. Stefan's hurt. And so what he has to do for it to make sense is he's putting his pain, I feel, in Elena and Damon's relationship. So seeing Damon get better, he is his way of not having to deal with the pain and hurt with Elena because we've never really seen him deal with it. We still haven't seen him deal with the whole, with any of anything. I mean, they put him in the damn box.
I was gonna say, they did lock him up in a box for a while.
And then he hooked up with him.
Okay, I have to ask you guys a question. You two know that I'm obsessed with quotes, so you will come to learn. I have my quotes of the episode, and this is a quote that Stefan gives us tonight. He's talking to Enzo, and it was really interesting, and I need some help talking about what it actually means. He says, you know what makes somebody walk in a straight line? When they have no choice but to be the balance for somebody who's about to fall off the edge. Is he talking, he's almost talking about, I feel like he was off the, I don't know. I think that everything kind of means something else in the show. Like you were saying, he's putting his pain into a different relationship. Yeah, he's talking about Enzo and he's talking about Damon, but is he talking, and he's talking about himself, but who is what in that situation? Do you know what I mean?
I think he's talking about Damon, though. Yeah. I think he's talking about Damon will walk a straight line when he knows that he's there for someone. Like, somebody counts on him.
Right.
Somebody needs him. And I think if it was Elena whose life was at risk, or even maybe Stefan's, Damon would stop doing what he's doing and help them. Maybe not for long. He might not switch this, like, the switch completely, but he might...
Because we've seen it with him do that with Stefan in the past.
Yeah.
Right.
And so I feel like it's really about Damon.
When
like Stefan's Damon,
the Ripper.
Damon will not be good unless it's needed of him.
But he also knows. Like, I think that Damon is very aware of what he's doing right now and how he's acting out because he's upset about the Elena situation. And even in the Whitmore house, when Damon was about to walk out and he turns back and Stefan's standing there hurt and fake Elena, Catherine, is hurting because she got stabbed in the back, and then Jeremy's on the floor. Like, that's, like his life right there.
Yeah.
So he turned around and, like, looked back, and you can just see it in his face. He's like, oh, crap, what am I really doing here? And then, of course, he has to one-up Stefan when Stefan's like, hey, Damon, don't bother coming back. Of course, Damon has to one-up him. I wasn't planning on it.
Yeah.
So it's like he knows. He's so conscious of what he's doing.
But Damon has to snap out of it quick because I know I keep talking about the fans, but that's what I am and that's what you guys are. The fans are not liking this. They're not liking that we're sending Damon off the deep end yet again. Nobody wants to see him in this spot. Even Stelena fans aren't. I mean, not to speak for your team over there, but nobody's excited to see Damon completely spiral out of control.
Well, here's the thing. I like him. I like it. I like the what he brings to the show when he's bad Damon. What I don't like about it is that it just always, everything recently in this show just feels so rushed. It's just like, okay, today Damon's going to be mad. Today Catherine's going to be Elena. Today, like, where are they getting, like, is the writer's a Family Guy moving over to Vampire Diaries? Like, I just feel like everything's kind of being.
Can you explain?
Even going, like, way back, like, even when Silas died, I thought that was rushed.
Yeah, like.
And I was like, wait, is that just the end of that plot
line? I think maybe it was because we got so used to, they brought the big different thing that they ever brought to the show was the originals.
Yeah.
And they took so much time
developing
these characters that I became accustomed to, okay, is this the way that the show is? Because that was an amazing season. And now it's like they take the originals away and now all the storylines are quick, little,
but,
like, weird flip-flopping. I don't know. It's
but
weird.
But now we are going back because they did bring up Megan's suicide from the very first episode.
The problem
of
with this, though, that I found
well,
was
they ended
that
it today.
They did the Whitmore thing, right? We had this Whitmore problem, and we're like, okay, that's the bad person this season, like the Whitmore house, the Augustine vampire. But then we had everything else happening after. Like, we pretended that wasn't happening, dealt with Catherine and all that, Silas, Amara, and then we go back to the Whitmore house. It's like, I wanted one continuous. There's too many episodes where I felt like we didn't even address it. Like, we pretended it didn't even happen, and that. I was surprised they even went back to college.
Like
I know.
The Megan thing was, what was it? The only reason they brought that up was because Damon and Enzo were holding Diane hostage.
Yeah.
And they kill her because we find out that she's the one that covered up.
It's a grass is greener thing, though, guys, because if you don't remember, when the Silas storyline was going on, we were like, can this be over with already? Like, can they just end it? So, yeah.
But they weren't developing the character.
I know what you mean, but sometimes I feel the same way you do, like, boom, 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 and I want there to be more realistic, you know? Like, things build and grow, and they come to a peak, and then they fall out. But at the same time, sometimes I just am like, oh, I want my Buffy monster of the week. And I need that short satisfaction.
But these aren't monsters of the week.
It's not that, exactly. So they're giving it to us in the wrong places.
It's like regurgitating the same thing that took them seasons long to explain, you know, this whole switch between Stefan and Catherine and Stefan and Elena and Stefan.
Right.
And where now it's like, well, now we're not going to take a season to do it. We're going to give you two episodes with that.
Everything, though. I mean, I'm not saying, I wanted to get rid of Silas, but we just spent too much time meeting Whitmore before we even got rid of Silas. I think let a storyline play out and then introduce something else. Because we were saying at the beginning, there was too much happening. I couldn't keep up with all the different bad people and storylines, which I know it's a TV show and it's not supposed to be realistic, but there was just so much. And I wish, like you were saying, if they just developed it a little more, if instead of Elena breaking up with Damon and Damon instantly becoming bad, give him an episode to sulk. Give him an episode to, like, feel down on himself and realize that she really doesn't want him and fight for her a little and then go bad.
Mm-hmm.
But Damon's rash. I don't disagree with you in what I want, but I think being true to the character, Damon's like, oh, yeah, you break up with me? Well, F you.
Like, how fast did he snap Jeremy's neck. Like, yeah. He is literally like
right.
a
But the thing is, he should be a new Damon. Like, after all that time with Elena, that should have changed him just a little
bit. A little growth, I would have liked to see.
Yeah, to say that he's the same person he was before, I think gives him too little credit, because I think he did grow over that period of time.
Oh, it's a really strong point, and you are right. We're downplaying the amount of growth that he should have had, and it isn't giving him enough credit.
Yeah. And we see he kidnaps Jeremy.
These human boys. I feel so bad.
He's threatening Stefan and everybody that Jeremy is being held captive by Enzo. Bonnie goes and finds this witch, Liv.
Parker.
Which is an interesting character choice for them to bring onto the show. Yeah. What are you guys thinking about Liv?
I like it. We need a witch. We need a witch.
I want it to be Bonnie again. I am not ready for a new character to be introduced a second. I'm not ready.
I'm done with Enzo.
Well, we also have Sloan.
Yeah, we had Sloan, and I liked the witch character better than I liked the Sloan character. The Sloan character popped up, and I was like, oh, get out, like, my mind.
Yeah, I think the difference is, first off, I think Sloane's beautiful. I was like, woman is so pretty. But I think the difference is Sloane and the Travelers, now that we know she's with the Travelers from the end of the episode, they're temporary. They're not going to be there this whole time. They have one end goal that we've been trying to figure out from the get-go. I don't think they're permanent. Liv, I think is. I think we need a new witch. We've been talking about who is this witch going to be. She goes to college with them. I think she might just be a new, like, member
and
of the group.
She seems pretty powerful. Like, she has
a lot of power.
Is that buildings on fire?
Couldn't she be a redhead, though? Like, I wanted somebody, you know, I need a redhead.
I liked her look. I think her look is very different for
like vampire.
Boho chic.
She is cool. She is chic. But, like, I don't know. If we're going to get this Charlie's Angels thing going on, like, give me something red.
Charlie's Angels. There's only three of those. We got four now.
Yeah. Well, I don't count Catherine.
Well, when Elena's back.
Elena had some red in her hair for a
hot
minute.
That's true.
I think Liv is more permanent than Sloane is.
I hope so, because it's too much for me to have Nadia as a traveler and then the Sloane travelers.
Well, Nadia is of traveler descent. She's not actually like a traveler. She's a vampire.
And so Catherine calls Nadia and asks if she should save Jeremy. Nadia's like flipping out on her like, this is your, basically, like, this is your plan. What do you mean? Like, you have to save Jeremy. You're clearly telling me that you know you should be saving Jeremy. Like, how frustrating would it be to be Nadia? This poor girl.
She has to be so hurt.
Yeah. But she's not.
I can't believe she's still trying that hard. Like, she's so hot. She's obviously super smart.
It's going to backfire.
She can live forever. Like, run off
with Tyler and take shots somewhere.
Yeah.
Go on your vacation.
It's foolproof.
Tyler would be perfect.
They would. Like, I kind of like it. Nadia's going to jump ship. She's going to leave Catherine out to dry.
Mm-hmm. And then come back and then leave.
Or I see her
dying. She
just
has to clean up her messes.
You see Nadia dying.
See, I see Nadia sticking around, Catherine dying. I see her kind of betraying her mother and us losing Catherine. And Nadia sticking around for a while.
By the end of the season, I see...
Oh, end of season, she can be gone.
I see Nadia.
Which one?
Nadia is the character that they can build us up to sort of like, so then in the previews they can be like, this season someone will die.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like, okay, it's Nadia.
Yeah. Bye, Nadia.
We find out, you know, while she's deciding she should find Jeremy, she says, you know, find out if Caroline has any feelings for Stefan. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, Matt and Tyler are trying to figure out what Nadia's... why she's compelling, because there's coffee in the ravine in the coffee.
Nice.
Right.
How convenient.
Right. Yeah. So vampires don't drink coffee at the bar.
Way to go, Sheriff.
Nice.
So Matt and Tyler try to figure it out. Matt basically confronts Tyler and says, yo, it's nothing. Calm down. I'm good. And then we find out he goes to Nadia, and they're going to go off somewhere.
Tyler, honey, you're smarter than that. Read right through, Matt.
I'm hoping Tyler is going to follow.
I'm hoping, too, because I want this to be wrapped up quicker. I know you guys are into longer storylines right now, but I want Tyler at least to catch on and be like, wait a second.
Yeah, that's a normal storyline that should go on that pace.
Right.
Like, Stefan just all of a sudden turning into the Ripper because, you know, he... broke his fingernail like that.
He was locked in a box. It's a little different than the fingernail.
No, I agree. I think this is something we can wrap up. One, it's not just about Catherine being in Elena's body. It's the fact that we had Catherine sick and we had Catherine dying and we had Catherine dead and now we have Catherine in her body. It's like this whole Catherine Elena not dead plot, that's been going on a while. I'm just tired of talking about Catherine.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not tired of talking about her again. I want the other body to reappear, and I want her to be a Stefan. So I'm not ready to leave.
I mean, she'll Catherine always be behind. Around because no matter what, when she does go, she'll be able to talk to Bonnie. Bonnie.
So. Oh, crap. We're going to have to listen to her, like,
and
yapping
Jeremy.
About it.
She's never going to go.
She's going to be there forever.
I would love to take a second and praise Matt, because I just don't think he gets enough credit.
Never.
And the fact that he was the one who figured out that Catherine is in Elena's body so fast, compulsion and all, like,
well, he's also
he's
been,
awesome.
He's been
with the help of
before.
Tyler.
Yeah, he's been, but he's had somebody in his head, but, like he says, so good thinking, but. Like, I feel like he normally is like, what? Mm-hmm.
But he gets in the car. Let me get this straight. He gets in the car with Nadia because Nadia threatens to kill him and Tyler if he does not follow the plan. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Matt is scared crapless?
I mean, he shouldn't feel scared because, to me, Tyler is more powerful than Nadia.
Yeah, he could just... You know,
which
and...
they didn't show that in this episode.
Right.
Nadia just quickly like snapped.
Well, Tyler didn't have a chance. He didn't even
That's
think
true.
About
yeah,
it.
But if I was Matt, I would have just said right then and there, listen,
Nadia's
Nadia, yeah, Nadia's in the car and told me to do this, but and she's listening to this conversation. I don't care. Go eat her. Like, and then let's go get our friend back.
Right. Like,
have dinner. There's more drinks inside. Drink.
I think the only difference, I mean, we know Tyler's extremely strong and he's a hybrid. Does that make him stronger than Nadia, who's been around a very, very long time? Because we know that Catherine always had more power than Elena most of the time. She was always stronger and quicker and smarter. Is Nadia also
I do think
And Nadia's tricky.
I thought about that, but then at the same time, the hybrid, I feel, should just automatically...
Because he can bite her and just, like...
Yeah, but you just have strength from vampire and from werewolf. I just, I don't know. To me, that was... Another Vampire Diary loophole.
If I was a vampire, I'd be scared of a hybrid.
Yeah. So Enzo is suffocating Jeremy, Catherine, and Stefan come save Jeremy. Catherine is like freaking out because she has to give Jeremy CPR.
Did that not
barely?
I mean, I thought it was crazy that Damon would kidnap Jeremy, but reasonable. It's a whole different thing that he would let Jeremy die. You know, like he did not just kidnap Jeremy. He gave the go ahead to Enzo to kill Jeremy.
That's why I told.
Yeah, but, I mean, he should have
it's
been
not the
wrong
first
with you.
Time. It's not the first time he's killed Jeremy.
Damon should have been 100% mentally prepared that Jeremy would have died when giving him to Enzo. Like, Enzo is obviously a lunatic.
But if I was Damon in that position, I would want to think so. So I would be like, Enzo, you go this place. I'll go with Jeremy.
Yeah.
Knowing that. But he didn't, and that really bothered me. It did. Like you're saying, we're not giving Damon's character enough credit right now. Like, the writers aren't. I wish he did grow a little bit, a little smarter.
Well, I think we're seeing at the end of this episode, like... Actual Damon being like, oh, when he says it's karma. You know, he says that line, this
that
is karma
was crazy.
Happening.
Obviously, I wrote it down.
I think we're seeing that he's realizing, you know, he's like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
Right,
this
I mean,
is
Damon, basically.
I'm gonna go ahead and say it's karma.
Damon and, what's his name, Enzo, they go to Richmond. They find out Wes is there. And all of a sudden, travelers come out and they
sing their little song.
They were stabbed. The two were stabbed. They wake up. Damon thinks, oh, I hope I wasn't stabbed with that serum that will make me eat vampires. He finds Joey, which I thought Joey was going to attack them.
Me too.
Yeah, I did too. I thought he was going to unleash Joey, and Joey's going to...
Flip side.
So is Enzo one too?
I don't know.
And
Enzo
and
was injected with something, but I don't know if it was
is.
The same thing.
But Megan was also saying that she thinks the doppelganger blood that they took from Elena and Stefan must have played a role in what just happened. Because the travelers took that big bucket of blood.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know why.
They took the blood from Stefan and real Elena a couple episodes ago, and we didn't know why. Like, why did they want that blood in exchange for a deal that they were making with Nadia? So when...
No, that wasn't
that. That had to do with Catherine being in Elena's
Catherine,
body.
Yeah.
No, but why did they need... But they didn't use the blood in the ceremony.
No, but they didn't take the blood. They took
the
blood.
No, I think they did.
They were like, we need doppelganger blood, and then we will help you... get Catherine in Elena's body. That was the trade-off from the travelers.
No, I don't think it was a trade-off.
I
think that was her group of people, and they were saying, in order to do this, we need the blood,
we'll
give
you...
we
could argue about it all day, but shout-out to all of our fans. You guys let us know what the hell
because
is
I
going.
Know you guys know what's up.
Yeah.
We know you know better.
Well, but then why did Sloane show up and say, I will give you money to fund your research, but I have some blood that I need you to analyze. Isn't that the doppelganger blood that she wants them to analyze?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I mean, we don't know.
That's what I thought.
I don't know.
I'm with you. I didn't think about it, but I really do think that it was a trade-off. They wanted the blood, and that therefore they would do this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But why do they want the blood analyzed? That's the question.
Well, they are interested in the
Augustine
vampire research, so obviously they want to kill all the vampires. Or so it seems.
Oh, God.
So Stefan's getting a splinter out of Catherine's back. Stefan.
I will give you guys
that. He basically comes out and says, I've been waiting for Damon to mess up and hurt you, Elena, but, you know, I've stopped waiting for Damon to fail because I like who he's become.
This moment was everything.
She will get Damon back, but not for anyone else except for Stefan. And Caroline walks in and it's all dramatic.
Looks bummed.
Yeah. Okay, I will say that for whatever reason, this moment, when I walked out because I was watching East Coast feed and I turned to you guys and you guys were about to go in and watch, I was like, this episode was amazing because I had just seen this part and I thought that this scene was so well done and exactly what I needed and just made me keep going, oh, like everything about it, even the Caroline walking in at the end being like that little bitter, you don't know whether she's romantically attracted to him or whether it's just as a friend because obviously we just sat here and argued about it. And also that moment where you could tell he still does have feelings for her, but his feelings for his brother are stronger. Just said a lot about Stefan as a human being.
As a vampire.
Yeah, as a non-human being.
On that note, let's head into predictions.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh. And now,
so
you're AfterBuzz TV.
Goddamn Olympics. We won't be back until February 27th.
Yeah. Don't hate on the Olympics. I love them, people. I mean, I miss the Vampire Diaries, but I love the Olympics.
What am I going to do on Tuesdays and Thursdays?
No, I just couldn't care less about the Olympics if it's taking the place of all my shows, considering I'm here Monday through Sunday. So, like, my life is over with the Olympics. No, okay, predictions, guys.
Damon the Vampire Slayer.
Yes!
Spinoff TV show.
Woo! Oh. I don't think that's going to last long. They're going to find something to fix it. Don't you think?
Yeah, because I can't imagine him being loose or he's going to kill Enzo next
and this
week.
Is where
if Enzo has the injection too, the two of them are going to kill each other.
Well, he's going to kill Enzo because Enzo we can do without. We can't do without Damon. And I think that Damon, this is where his humanity and who he is at the core comes out, because if he's faced with killing Stefan or Elena, looking at them, wanting to kill one of them, and he doesn't, that like shows like he's still there.
You mean Catherine
there.
Elena?
Catherine Elena, whatever.
No, I'm asking that because maybe that this is like the thing that makes him kill Catherine, and then somehow Elena comes back out and she's like, you literally killed me. Mm. You know?
No, I don't think that would happen. I think it's you. I don't think you could kill.
You're right. I don't think so either. Yeah. I take it back.
No, I just mean I don't think you could actually kill like Catherine and have Elena come back. Like I don't think you could. I don't think it's like a flip flop thing.
Yeah, I don't see that either. All right, so then we're gonna get Catherine, Stefan, and get in a hotel room.
Oh. Please don't let that happen. It's too soon.
Yeah.
Even for you guys, like as Stelena fans, like I feel like that would hurt
but
you guys.
But it's not Stelena. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's not Stelena.
I'm not, but I'm not going to sit here and say that I like hated when Catherine and Stefan hooked up because I didn't.
Would you
it.
Be satisfied if in the end Catherine and Stefan ended up together?
Nope.
I would not be satisfied because I know that Stefan and Elena will end up together in the end.
But
what's wrong with them?
I think this could help him figure out it's not Elena. If they hook up, he'll know the way like Catherine is in bed and the way Elena 100%. Is in bed.
You know Catherine like rides that dude.
Okay.
Elena's a little more timid about it.
It's different. Let's just leave it at that.
Elena sticks to Mish. Anyway.
And that's where we want to leave you guys with that visual in your head, of course, so you guys will become Stelena fans until when we return. On that note, thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter and Instagram. Also, keep in touch with us all for the next damn 2-3 weeks. Just tell us how much you hate the Olympics and you miss Stelena. Me at DJ Jesse J.
I am at the Bow Wow Gal.
I am at Paige Sol.
At Roxy Stryer. Delana for life.
Until February 27th, peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.